Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Two or one day before Dimash. On Saturday or Sunday, Zuhr prayer was about to commence when Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, ready to lead the companions radiallahu najma'in, when the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leaning on the shoulders of Sayyidina Abbas and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhumah, appeared before the congregation. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala began to withdraw, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gestured for him to remain there. He joined the congregation sitting next to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. Now he is following the Prophet, noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in prayer, while the congregation offered their prayer following the takbir to enable people to hear clearly of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. One day before demise, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam set free all of his slaves on Sunday. Some narrations say that they totaled 40. There were 7 dinars in his house which were distributed among the poor. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha had to borrow oil for the lantern from a neighbor that evening, the last evening. He gifted his weapons to the Muslims. Even his armor was pledged as a security with a Jew for 30 saw, a cubic measure. The last day. On Monday, at Fajr time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised the curtain, which was placed between the room of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha in Masjid al-Nabawi. Fajr prayer was being performed. He observed for a while the pure scene that was a result of an unadulterated teachings. This enlivened his most illuminated face and brought a smile to it. At that moment, the blessed face seemed as though it was a page of the Quran. This comparison is an amazing and pure nature. The narration of Sayyidina Aras radiallahu anhu draws companion. The narrations of Sayyidina Aras radiallahu anhu draws comparison between the blessed countenance of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and a page of the Quran. It is an amazing and a pure comparison. Gold work is carried out on pages of the Quran, while a tinge of oil of yellow due to the illness had spread on the illuminated face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, comparison with the splendor and the hue of illness on the blessed face is made with gold work and with the glorious Quran in sanctity. The zeal and the anguish of the companion radiallahu anhu Ajma'in almost forced them to terminate their prayers and face the embodiment of the light that was coming in their direction. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu at first thought that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to join them in salah. As he began to withdraw, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gestured for him to continue salah. This gesture put everyone at ease. Thereafter, he dropped the curtain, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu completed the prayer. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not live to observe the next prayer. During this last illness, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha and gestured to her to come closer. She leant over him, and he told her something in her ear. As she lifted her head, tears flowed from her eyes relentlessly. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gestured for her to come near him for a second time, and again, and said something to her in her ear. That this time, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was smiling as she raised her head, but did not say anything and remained silent. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha says, "We were confused by this scene. One day I inquired from Fatima radiallahu anha about it, so she revealed. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whispered in my ear the first time, 'This is my last day, and I will meet my Lord before evening.' Upon hearing this, I wept. The second time he whispered to me, 'I have supplicated Allah that you be the first one from the family to meet me and enjoy my companionship.' I smiled due to this." Thereafter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha brought her 2 sons close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who showed them love and affection, and before advising that they be respected and honored. He then called his pure wives radiallahu anhunna and gave them advice and instructions. On this day, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the glad tidings of being Sayyidat al-Nisa al-Alameen, the leader of the women of the universe, to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Some narrations indicate that this happened sometime during the last week and not the last day. The pain or pains of death. When the pains of death started, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying down with a striped sheet on him and a coarse cloth worn around his waist. Then in came Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Siddiqa radiallahu anha's brother, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, holding a miswak in his hand. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to look at him, and Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha understood. "Would you like me to take the toothstick or the miswak for you?" He gestured as to say yes. She then asked, "Shall I soften it?" The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied in the affirmative. She chewed on it to soften it before passing it to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. he would put his blessed hand in the bowl placed at his head and then pass it over his face. The blessed face would at times turn red and sometimes pale. Seeing the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this state, Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha, the leader of the women of the universe, pitied. "Oh, so much pain," he replied. "Your father will not suffer any more after today." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was uttering the following words at the time: "La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti sakarat." There is no one worthy of worship but Allah. Indeed, death is full of agonies. Whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had strength to say something, he would say salah, salah. You will remain united as long as you offer salah. As long as you offer salah, pray together. As long as you offer salah, prayer together. He advised of this till his last breath. He then looked at the ceiling and uttered the words, "Fir Rafiq al-A'la, O Allah, I wish to meet with the exalted companions." Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states that time and time again I had heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a prophet's soul is not extracted until he has shown his abode in paradise and given the choice between the worldly life and the hereafter. I knew straight away that he is to depart this world the very moment these words emanated from him, in that he had opted for the exalted companions and nearness of his Lord. Hence the words, "Allahumma rafiq al-a'la, Allahumma fir rafiq al-a'la." O Allah, wish to meet with the exalted companions. Saying this, the blessed soul traveled to the greater world and the blessed hand had dropped. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely we belong to Allah and to Him shall we return. Surely we belong to Allah and to Him shall we return. Afa immitta fahum al-khalidun. If you then die, would they live forever? This excruciating and distressing incident which deprived the world from the bounties and the gifts of prophethood and the messengership, from the splendor and the light of divine revelation, occurred on Monday, 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, in the 11th year after migration, between mid-morning, yani Chast, and midday. The Noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam age was 63 years and 4 days, according to the lunar calendar. Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha uttered at the time of his tragedy, at the time of this tragedy, "Ya Abata, ajaba Rabban da'a. Ya Abata, ila Jannat al-Firdawsi ma'wa. Ya Abata, ila Jibra'il an'a." Beloved Father accepted the call of his Lord. Beloved Father, Jannat al-Firdaws is his abode. Beloved Father, who will inform Jibra'il of his demise? She then said, "My Lord, send Fatima radiallahu anha's soul to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, grant me happiness through seeing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not deprive me of the reward of the suffering brings, and grant me his intercession on the Day of Judgment." A minor doomsday qiyama in Madinah Minawara. The moment the news of this tragic event descended unto the ears, doomsday ensued. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een instantaneously lost all their senses. Widespread panic was witnessed everywhere in Medina Mirora. Shock and disbelief overcame anyone who heard this hard-hitting news. Zul Nurain, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, sat leaning against a wall in the world of silence, unable to talk because of extreme grief. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was crying so much that he lost consciousness in that state. And what to say about the weight of gloom and torment that collapsed Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha and his wives radiallahu anhunna. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu an was immersed in anguish too, but Sayyidina Umar radiallahu salam's distress and bewilderment was more than anyone else's. He stood with a drawn sword and announced in a loud voice, "The hypocrites presume that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had died. He has definitely not died. He has gone to his Lord just as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to his Lord on Mount Tur before returning. By Allah, he will for sure return and then annihilate the hypocrites." He was charged up. The sword was unsheathed. Therefore, dare anyone say that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away? Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was not present when the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam breathed his last. Seeing that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is at ease on Monday morning, he requested, "O Messenger of Allah, you now seem to be in comfort by the grace of Allah. I will return home for a while if you permit." "You may do so," said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He headed towards his house a mile away from Madinah Minawara, but as soon as the news of this tragedy reached him, he rushed from his house on horseback, heading in the direction of Masjid al-Nabawi while sobbing. He dismounted outside the Masjid Nabawi and advanced towards the blessed room and entered after seeking permission from his daughter Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on the blessed bed with all the chaste wives sat around him, except for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. They all covered their faces before becoming fully veiled. He uncovered the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's illuminated face and kissed his blessed forehead before breaking down in tears. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's anguish and fortitude. He uttered, وَنَبِيَّا وَخَلِيلًا وَسَفِيًّا O Prophet, O intimate friend, O sincere friend, three times that the stream of tears flowed into his cheeks. May my mother and father be sacrificed for your sake. But Allah will not decree for you a second death. You have experienced the death that had been ordained. May my mother and father be sacrificed for your sake. You remain pure both during life and at the time of death. Prophethood and the revelation has terminated with your demise, which did not terminate with the death of any other prophet. You are above and beyond all praise and independent from lamenting. Your esteemed self is blessed and honorable, especially and specifically because people will take solace from your demise. Upon encountering an affliction, they will recall the grief of your separation, and the severity of that sorrow will make them forget every sorrow. You are common in the sense that we all share your sadness and grief. Had you not chosen death above the worldly abode, and Allah has given you a choice, but you preferred the hereafter, we would have not sacrificed our lives for you. Had you not prevented us from mourning extensively, we would have emptied every drop of water upon you from our eyes. However, removing two things that is not within our control. One is the pain of separation, and the other is the body becoming thin and weak due to it. Both of these go hand in hand or are intertwined. They cannot be separated. O Allah, make our Prophet aware of our state. O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember us lovers in the Divine Court. We hope to be regarded with affection. If you had not implanted tranquility and satisfaction in our hearts through your companionship, we would never have been able to endure the loneliness and separation that you have left behind amongst us. Saying this, he exited the blessed room only to see Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu full of emotions. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu told him, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has died, O Umar. Have you not heard the statement of Allah? Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. Verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will die, and verily they too will die. And wa ma ja'alna li basharin min qabrika al-khuld. And we did not grant to any man before you eternity on earth." Now everyone moved away from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and gathered before Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar's sermon. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala stepped towards the pulpit and in a loud voice said to the people, "Sit down quietly." Once everyone had sat down and took their places, he proceeded with his sermon. "Amma ba'd, man kana minkum ya'budu Allah. فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يَعْبُدُ مُحَمَّدًا فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتَ He who worships Allah from you, verily Allah is ever living and does not die. He who worships Muhammad from you, verily Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has died. And Allah states, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَى أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَن يَنقَلِبْ عَلَى عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَن يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ And Muhammad is no more, is nothing but a messenger, and the messengers have already passed away before him. If then he dies or is killed, will you turn back on your heels? And whoever turns back upon his heels, he will by no means do harm to Allah in the least, and Allah will reward the grateful. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's sermon, which he delivered to assist a despairing nation at the turn of the delicate stage in Islamic history, has a standing of great significance. He said, "I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah. He has fulfilled the promise he made to his prophet. He helped his chosen servant and defeated the groups of believers. Thus all praise and gratitude is due to that being who has no partner. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant, messenger, and the final prophet. I testify that the book of Allah, the Quran, is in the same form as it was revealed. Religion is in the same form as originally prescribed. Hadith is just as it emanated from the blessed tongue of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The words as he uttered them. Indeed, Allah is truth, and He will uncover the truth. O Allah, bestow Your special mercies and favors upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is Your chosen servant, messenger, beloved prophet, trustworthy, best of all creation, and the best of the universe. O Allah, confer upon him those blessings and salutations which You have sent upon a special servant of Yours. O Allah, send Your salutations, well-being, mercy, and blessings upon the leader of the prophets, seal of the prophets, leader of the devout, guide to virtuousness, leader of the goodness, and messenger of mercy. O Allah, increase his closeness into his proof and evidence, and grant magnificence to his honor, to his rank, reverence. Raise him on the praise place, yani al-maqam al-mahmud, place of intercession, whereby the first and last rest of mankind envy him, so he becomes our benefactor and at the praise place. Descend your mercies upon us in this worldly abode and the hereafter due to him, and grant him and grant the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lofty status in paradise. O Allah, confer upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family your utmost blessings and favors, as you have sent your special blessings upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Truly you are praiseworthy and glorious. O people, he who worshipped Muhammad from you, verily Muhammad has died. He who worshipped Allah, verily Allah is ever living and does not die. Allah had indicated towards the demise of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in advance. Therefore there is no need to distress. Allah has chosen for his prophet his closeness and proximity rather than your closeness. Thus he called him over to the house of honor, leaving behind for your guidance his book and his prophet's way. That person whom firmly holds on to the book, namely the Quran and the Sunnah, will have recognized the truth, whereas the one who differentiated between the two, believed in the Quran but questioned the Sunnah, has failed to recognize the truth. O believers, become establishers of the truth and justice. Be wary if shaitan leading you away from religion due to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise. Seize goodness before shaitan puts you on trial, and excel in righteousness in order to leave him helpless and stranded. Do not allow him even a moment whereby he can command you, he can come to you and entangle you in trial. He also said, Allah, addressing his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, confirmed you. Verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will die, and verily they too will die. Everything will see its end, save Allah, Lord of majesty and generosity. Every soul shall taste death, and everyone will be recompensed for their actions on the day of judgment. Allah has granted his Prophet a long life and kept him alive amongst us, so much so that he established Allah's religion and made manifest his command, propagated his message, and strived in his path. Only then did Allah call him to himself. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed the world after leaving behind for you a straight and clear path. Now those who go astray will do so after the truth has manifested. He who worships Allah from you, verily Allah is ever living and does not die. He who worships Muhammad from amongst you and considered him to be a Lord, then be aware that Muhammad has died. O people, fear Allah, hold on to his religion, and put your trust in him. Indeed, Allah's religion will remain forever, and his promise shall be fulfilled. Allah helps those who assist his religion, and he shall grant respect and dominance to his religion. His book is amongst us a beacon of light, of guidance, of remedy of the heart, through which Allah showed his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way. It contains the mention of permissible, yani halal, and impermissible, yani haram. It contains the mention of permissible and impermissible matters. By Allah, I am not concerned in the slightest about anyone who may mobilize an army against us. This was aimed at the rebels and the ones who had murtad and turned away from Islam. The sword of Allah, which we hold in our hands, is firmly drawn in the direction of Allah's enemies. We have as yet not put it down. By Allah, we will fight our adversaries with the same rigor as we did in the company of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should take heed and avoid self-destruction. The moment Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala recited these verses, the atmosphere of the shock disappeared all at once, and the veil lifted from their eyes as they had become convinced that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away. It was as if his people had not heard the verse before. Whoever you saw was reciting these verses. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, I was too overcome by the state of shock and felt as though I had recited these verses for the first time on that day. Thus, I retracted my thoughts. Burial, shrouding, and bathing. So, I'll continue from here tomorrow. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.